today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. It might be worth just going back a few lines or run through it quickly on the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis because it's a continuous flow here. Or run through it really, really quickly. Seven lines from the bottom. Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha Mayavid. I was going back and forth that we had two different sukkim that spoke about the Isser of Achoscha, well, the Erev of Achoscha, and the reason why we need two different sukkim. So Gemara now went back to Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. Hi, Bas Eishes Avicha my Abilei. So, what did he need this pasuk for? It seemed to be unnecessary for him. So, Gemara tells us, Mibaylei, he needed to teach us that Mishi Yeshlo Eishes Lavicha. The only time that the sister is usher to a person is if the parent had Eishes, the sister's parents who had a relationship and kosher marriage to each other. Prat Lachos the Meshivcha Vavodis Kachavim, Shein Eishes Lavicha. But to the exclusion of a sister from a shifcha or a goya, that would not be a sister because there's no marriage with a shifcha or a vodas kochavim.
That's a summary?
No, this is
continuation of the...
That's the answer according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda.
The conclusion.
Right. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe you should suggest, maybe it's coming to exclude prat lachosa me'anusa. Maybe it's coming to exclude a sister from an anusa whereby the mother was raped, so maybe that type of sister should not be included. Based on this pasuk, she should not be considered your sister. So Gemara says, no, ha hu lo masas amris, you couldn't have said that, because that medrava, we already know that an achoscha me anusa is not considered a sister from another pasuk. What's that pasuk? Medrava, we learn that from Rava. What does Rava teach us? The Rava ramiksir. Rava had a steer in two psukim. One pasuk told us that ervas bas bincha, o bas bitcha, a granddaughter or a granddaughter, lo sigala, that's going to be asur. Ha bas bina dida o bas bita dida shari. But when it comes to a granddaughter from the wife's side, the implication is it's mutter. It's only asur if it's one's own granddaughter. But a granddaughter of the wife would be mutter according to this first pasuk. But then the other pasuk says, Rava, uksiv ervas isha ubita lo sigala. A woman and her daughter is asur, as bas bina Vasbita. So and then it goes on to say, and also the granddaughter, her granddaughter, a wife's granddaughter is also Asr. So one pasuk says a wife's granddaughter is Asr, another pasuk says a wife's granddaughter is mutter. So it's a stira versus Hakiz.
It's mutter, it just doesn't mention it.
Doesn't mention it.
Meaning it says bat bincha or bat bitcha. It doesn't say that
when the first pasuk or the second pasuk?
First pasuk.
No, the first pasuk, the fact that it doesn't mention it implies that it's mutter.
Oh, it's implied maybe. It's not.
Yeah, no, but it's a good implication. It's a fair implication. But the other pasuk says that it's clearly also a granddaughter from the wife. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? How do we reconcile these two pasukim? So Rav explains, Ketzad, onsen kam benisun. One's a case of onsen where there was a rape, a granddaughter through a rape. So that would be a situation where the granddaughter would be mutter, but if it's through nisuin, so the granddaughter would be usher. So this is the pasuk that we know a granddaughter is mutter. That's not what the pasuk of Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude. So Gemara goes on now to suggest maybe Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude something else. Top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Ema Prat L'Chai V'Lavin. Maybe that pasuk is telling us that if there's a wife who's usher midin lo sasei, is usher to the husband, maybe that's the case that's not going, the sister will not be considered a sister. Rashi tells us what's an example, top Rashi. Prat l'chayvi lavin, im nasa aviv mamzeris. If the father marries mamzeris, who's usher in belav, v'holid bas, and they have a child, a daughter, lav achosu, maybe that's the case that she will not be considered one sister, v'ema lo tafsi be'kedushin. So the Gemara answers, amara papa, chayvi lavin tafsi be'kedushin. No, because we know by chayvi lavin, according to most, that it's going to be tafsi b'kedushin. It will be chal b'kedushin. Nichsiv, the pasuk tells us, ki siyena li'ish shtei nashim, if a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva, ha'achas snua, says the pasuk, one he loves, one he hates. Yesh ahuva, lefnei ha'makum, yesh snua, lefnei ha'makum, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is referring to two wives, one is being loved, one is being hated, the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves everyone. Ela ahuva, ahuva b'nisuea, that she's loved with the way she got married, and snua b'nisuea, she's hated in the way she got married, meaning, one pasuk is talking about he married someone who was kasher to him, and one pasuk is talking about he married someone who's aser to him. So what's the case that it's aser? It must be a lav that it's a good nesuin. The nesuin's chal, even though it's a hated nesuin, it's a chal nesuin. It works. So we see from this pasuk that chayvi lavin there is nesuin that's chal. So that cannot be what the pasuk is excluding eish davicha because there is ishus by a lav. So then the Gemara and Amar Rachman, the Torah says Kisiana. So we see Kisiana is always a lashon of Yotzva Haisa. It's always a lashon of marriage. So we see the marriage, the kedushin is and the suin is chal even by Chai V'Lavim. So that can be what Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude. So Gemara says, well, maybe Ema Prat L'Chai V'Krisis. Maybe Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude if the parents were also to each other midin Krisis, and we know there is no nisuin is not chal, and such a child should not be considered a sister. Maybe that's what's coming to exclude. So Amar Rava responds back. Amar Kura, the pasuk tells us, Ervas Achoscha Bas Avicha, the erva of your one sister, who is the daughter of your father, or Basi Mecha, or the daughter of your mother, will let this bias and will let this chutz. So whether it's someone who's part of the bias that we say stay in the bias, or whether it's moldes chutz, someone we say should leave the house. What does that mean, chutz? Bein she'omim lo la'avicha kaim, whether we say to the father, stay in the house, let this wife stay in the house, it's moldes bias, kaim, or bein she'omim lo la'avicha hotzi, or whether it's a moldes chutz, we tell him to get rid of his wife, to divorce her, and in either case, Amrachmana achosri, regardless of whether it's someone who we tell the husband to keep or a wife we tell the husband to let go, either way it's considered achoscha. What's it coming to teach us? Lirabos achosa mishivcha v'ovedes chachavim. Did I skip the line there? Sorry. Oh, I skipped the line. I apologize. So this says the Gemara, Amrachmana achoschahi. So we see from here that even if it's a case where we tell them to get out of the house, even a case of kares, chivi kares, where we require them to divorce each other, where you don't even require a get there, actually. We just say you cannot be with each other. Even then, it's considered achoscha. Even though chai v'krisos, it's still considered achoscha. So that can't be what the pasuk eshes avicha is coming to exclude. Chai v'krisos is considered a sister, but a from shivcha and ovedes chachavim is not considered a sister. So Gemara says, wait, maybe, Ema, maybe you should say, bein sh'omer lo avicha kayim, bein sh'omer lo avicha hotzi. So maybe it's saying whether we say to keep the wife or we say to get rid of the wife, and Amrachman Achoschahi, and the pasuk says to keep, she's considered your sister. Maybe that pasuk's coming. Rabbos Achosa Mishivcha Avodas Chachavim. How do you know that pasuk's coming to include a Chivi Krisis? The sister from a Chivi Krisis is considered a sister. Maybe it's coming to include a sister from a Shivcha and Avodas Chachavim that she is considered a sister. Before we're saying a Chosa from Shivcha and Avodas Chachavim is not considered a sister, maybe we should conclude from this pasuk it is considered a sister. Amarka, the pasuk tells us, Bas Eishes Avicha. Pasuk tells us above, the daughter of the wife of your father. What does that mean, Eishes Avicha? Mi sheyeshlo Aishes Lavicha ba prat lechosa mishivcha vovodes chachavim. Only someone who has Eishes to your father to exclude a sister from a shivcha avodes chachavim who has no Eishes to the father. There's a very strange havmina here.
You better answer my question. Yeah. So the pshat of this havmina is that the reason that it says Bas Eishes Avicha is to be, instead of to be Me'amimayet, to include something.
The Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude something that does not have Eishes.
Right, but the Havamin is that it's coming to include something that you wouldn't think it includes.
Well, that's coming.
Is that the Havamin?
No, we have one pasuk of Moledes Chutz, which includes Achoscha from Moledes Chutz. And we have Eishes Avicha.
I'm talking specifically on the case of here, that it says the Eima Ben Shomer Levito Levachakayim Shomer Levachakayim.
Right, so that's a pasuk of Moledes Chutz, not Eishes Avicha.
Ah.
That pasuk of Moledes Chutz, that comes to include something. At this point, we're saying Chai V'Krisos. And the pasuk Eishes Avicha is coming to exclude Shivcha Avodas Chachavim. So Gemara says, very strange Havamina. The Gemara says, what's Eishes Avicha? It has to only refer to someone who has Eishes. Chai V'Krisos has Eishes, according to the Gemara. We'll see why this works in a second. And Ovedes Chachavim and Shivcha does not have Eishes. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ma Ra'isa Mistavra Chai V'Krisos Havale the Rabbah. So you should have really included Chai V'Krisos more so than Shivcha Charufa. Shekein Tafsik Kedushin La'alma. Because in general, such a woman is Tafsik Kedushin, yeah?
What about the Pasuk? It's the daughter of your father or your mother.
But then only if there's Ishes, only if there's they can be married to each other.
She's still the daughter.
Yeah, but for the halachas of Arayos, she's not considered a sister. Has to be where there's marriage. So the Gemara says, why are we including Chai V'Krisos and we're excluding Shivcha Charufa? So the Gemara again says, Marisa, Mistavra Chai V'Krisos Havalei L'Rabos. Why is it so clear that we're going to include Chai V'Krisos, a sister from a Chai V'Krisos, that she is considered achoscha? She came to be kedushin la'alma, because such a woman elsewhere will be good, have a good kedushin. Meaning, this woman is just asur to this man because they have a relationship, but she's a kosher Jew. She's kosher to marry other Jews. But adirabba, says the Gemara, the opposite should be true. Shivcha v'avodis chachavim havle adirabba. You should include that a sister from that mother because di megayir li didei nami tafsi bekedushin. A shivcha avodis chachavim is better because if she were to be megayir, she'd not only be kosher to the rest of the Jewish people, she'd be kosher even to this husband herself. Himself she'd be kosher to. So this would make it a more of an argument, a stronger argument to permit a sister of a shivcha avodis chachavim should be more of a sister than a sister from a chayvei krisus. Mara says, "L'chi megayra guf achrinahi." When she's megayra, she's a completely different person. Like we said yesterday, kafin shenola adam, a completely different person, and therefore we can't talk about that. If she's megayra, she's mota. She's when she's megayra, she's someone completely different. She's not who she was, and for that reason, right now, as her status of being a shivcha and avodas chachavim, she's aser to the husband and to her himself and to the rest of the Jewish people. And therefore, we say achoscha from a shivcha and avodas chachavim is going to be not achoscha, as opposed to achoscha from chayvei krisus will be considered achoscha. Now that all goes according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, let's go to the opinion of the Rabbanan. As we've been going back and forth from yesterday already, what's Rabbanan's opinion? Rabbanan, they had the word eshes avicha to learn something else. That there are two isurim. If a person is with a sister, he violates two isurim. One is that it's a sister, and one is that his father's wife's daughter. So for the Rabbanan, they don't have the pasuk eshes avicha available. So the question becomes, Rabbanan, halfway down Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbanan Lemute Shivcha Avodes Chachavim Minalehu. How do they know that a sister from a Shivcha or Avodes Chachavim is not considered a sister for the purposes of Arayas? How do they know? So the Gemara says, Nafka Lehu, they learned that from the Pasuk, Mehaisha Viladeha Tiel Adonai. So this is a Pasuk that an Eved Kanani or an Eved Ivri is mutter to be with an Eved Kanani, and all the children or go back to the master. So the pasuk says the isha, the wife, namely that she's the shivcha kananis, and her children go to the master. They don't go to the husband or to the father, the eved ivri. It goes back to the master. No, kananis is kanani. So the eved ivri goes free. He doesn't go with the shivcha kananis. He doesn't go with his children from the shivcha kananis. They stay with the master. So we see from here that the child of a shivcha of a chachavim does not follow the father. It's not considered a shavicha, and that's how we know it's not considered a sister. That's the source according to the Rabbanan.
But it's not a limud. They don't learn it from a pasuk. They just learn it from.
They learn from a pasuk, but they don't use it.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says of Yosef Yehuda. So what does he do with the pasuk? What's the need for this second pasuk? He already learned before that his sister from a shivcha and avoid this chavim is our sister. So what does he learn from the pasuk? Me'aisha viladeha tielo doneha. So Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says the Gemara, chad b'shivcha, chad b'avoid this chavim. You need two pasukim. The pasuk above of Eish Zavicha, that comes to exclude a sister from avoid this chavim. The pasuk of Isha, ha'isha miladeha tielo doneha, that comes to exclude a shivcha, sister from a shivcha. Why the need for both psukim of a shivcha and avodas chachavim? Says the Gemara, tzricha, you need both, because di ashmi inan shivcha. If you taught the pasuk of shivcha alone, mishum dein lechayis, she has no yichas at all. Rashi explains a little higher up, ein la yachas, she has no relationship. Dichsev amachamor, amachamor, to a nation of a donkey. Vavodas chachavim misyacheses al shem avia. They follow the father. Dichsev biladad ben biladan. Hajimon ben Tavrimon. So we see they don't follow the mother at all. The mother has no connections, no yichas vis-a-vis the mother. So that's why you think by a shivcha alone, had he only had the pasuk of shivcha, only they, that such a sister would not be considered one sister. Aval, if you had a sister from Ovedes Kochavim, but the father is Jewish, you would think since Isla Chayes, there is yach yichas from Ovedes Kochavim, aim alo. Maybe you would say that she would be considered a sister, therefore you need a second pasuk about the goy as well. If you had the other way around, if you only had the pasuk by Ovedes Kochavim, Mishum Dolo Shaykh of a Mitzvah, a child of a non-Jewish mother, the child is not Jewish and is not Shaykh of a Mitzvah at all. Aval Shivcha, the Shaykh of a Mitzvah, Eimalo. But a child from a Shivcha is Shaykh of a Mitzvah. How do we know? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us Shivcha, Shaykh of a Mitzvah, called Mitzvah Sheisha Chayeves Ba, Eved chayiv, but anything that a mother, rather a woman, is chayvin. So in other words, all mitzvahs los aseis and mitzvahs aseis shelo asman grama, women are chayvin. So to an eved is chayiv, and so to a shivcha is chayvin. The gamar la la miisha. If you learn from remember from the last masechta, let's exer shav la la to teach us that a eved and shivcha are chayvin mitzvahs like a woman is. So since a shivcha is shaykh mitzvahs, maybe you'd think a sister from a shivcha would be considered sister a malo. Therefore, tshuchu you need the pasuk by shivcha also. A very interesting formulation. The Gemara says lo shaycha, not shaycha mitzvahs. It should be lo chayva mitzvahs or chayva mitzvahs. The lashon here lo shaycha is reminiscent of the shitas of Gaonim. There's a big machlokas. Most Rishonim think that an eved kanani and a shivcha kananis are chayva mitzvahs. The mamash chayv like a woman, but the Gaonim think that they're only shaycha mitzvahs. They're only noheg mitzvahs. They're not chayva mitzvahs. They noheg them. Why they noheg them? Because since they're the house of a Jewish owner, they have to keep the mitzvahs like they're a Jewish owner. But let's say they ran away, the Rishonim argue. If the Shifcha or the Eved Kanani runs away, are they chayiv to keep mitzvahs? So Rishonim who hold that Bikur Din, they're chayiv mitzvahs, well, they're half Jewish. They have to continue to keep mitzvahs even if they run out of the house. The Gonim felt, even if they left, once they left the house, they don't have to be noheg the mitzvahs anymore. It was only out of respect for the Balabatim, but once they leave, there's no need for mitzvahs. So the Lashon of lo shaycha mitzvahs and shaycha mitzvahs sounds like it's only a minhag, not a chiyuv.
Housekeeper today is considered.
No.
Nafkamina, can they motzi somebody? Can they motzi a woman?
Right, exactly right. Can they motzi a woman with the same level of chiv as them? Right. If it's only a minhag, they wouldn't be able to. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, Ashkechan Shivcha. So according to the Rabbanan, who learned this out from the Pasuk, Hisha Viladeha Tiela Ladunel, that only talks about a Shivcha. So they have a source that a sister from a Shivcha is not considered a sister. But Ovedes Kochav Minalahu, how do they know a sister from a non-Jewish mother is not considered a sister? Maybe she is considered a sister. So the Gemara says, Zachitema Nilef Mishivcha. Maybe they're going to learn it. They'll derive this from the fact that a Shivcha, a sister from a Shivcha isn't a sister. So to maybe a sister from a Jewish non-Jewish mother won't be a sister either. The Gemara says, no, Hanu Matzich Tzichi. We already said above, they're both needed. You can't learn one from the next. Just like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, you needed separate psukim for each of them. You can't learn shifra from a goy and a goy from a shifra. So the Rabbanan can't learn a ovedes kochavim from a shifra. So what's the source? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Amar Kala Pasuk says ki yasir bincha meacharai. Talks about having a child marry a non-Jewish woman or vice versa. So it says and your child don't give your bincha. Talking about the bincha of your daughter, your grandson is referring to. Don't allow your daughter to marry a non-Jewish husband because your grandson, it's a bincha, will follow the non-Jewish father of Avodah Zarah. But we still call it a bincha. How can we call it a bincha? Why is it your son? Once your daughter marries a non-Jewish husband, how is she your son? So says the Gemara, Kiyas is bincha me'acharai, bincha mi'israel is kar bincha. Since your daughter, who is Jewish, of course, she's the mother of the child, it's still considered your child because it follows the mother. But if it was your son who is Jewish, marries a non-Jewish woman, then it would not be called your son. It would be your grandson because it always follows the mother. So this, yeah.
What's the limit? The limit is that the pasuk includes both. At the beginning, it includes both Ben and Bat, and then when it says Yasir, it's only Ben.
It says, when it's referring to the Bas, when the Bas marries a non-Jewish man, the children of that Bas is considered Bincha still. It's still considered your sons, which really means grandsons.
Where is the limit from here that you're talking about the grandchild and not the child?
Oh, you have to read the Pesuk. I don't have all the Pesuk in front. I only have the one of them that they're quoting. Rashi might quote all this.
Right? So the limit is it because it only says bincha and above it says both?
It says yasir. It's talking about the male yasir.
Right.
Right. That means it must be the son-in-law. As a he'll right. The son-in-law will take your son. Your son has to be your grandson because the son-in-law married your daughter.
Right.
Because on the top of the pasuk is talking about Ben Bitcha and Ben. Otherwise,
the previous pasuk, I believe, is talking about having a son or daughter marry non-Jews. Okay. His point of the Arab Glazer is that Ki Yasir, it says, not Ki, that's Rashi's also, don't say Ki El Tasir. Ki Yasir is referring to the male. Don't allow your son-in-law to pull him over to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk continues to go on to say, Elohim Acherim, Avodah Zarah.
Why is Yasir male? How would it be female Yasir?
Tasir. Tasir bin Akeva.
Oh, Tasir bin Akeva.
So it says, Dafka Kiyasa, don't allow your son-in-law, but we still call it Bincha. It's still, the grandson still called it
Bincha. Your son or your son-in-law, right?
No. Don't allow your son-in-law. Kiyasa here is Bincha. Bincha here means Ben Bincha. It's referring to your grandson. We find that.
No, I understand. Yeah, okay.
So we see from here, this the Pasuk tells us that it's only called, a grandson's only referred to one's actual son if the mother's Jewish. But if the mother isn't Jewish, but even though the father is Jewish, that's not considered your grandson. So we see from here that a non-Jewish mother is not considered, the child of a non-Jewish mother is not considered Jewish, and therefore wouldn't be considered a sister. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Shema Mina, we can learn from all of this, a ben bintcha, a daughter's son, haba...
Ben bintcha.
Yeah, what did I say?
Son of your daughter.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, ben bintcha, the son of your daughter, haba min ha'ovid kochavim, who comes from Ovi Chachavim, so your daughter married a non-Jewish man, and they had a son, it's still Kari Bincha, still considered your grandson, still considered your son, because since the mother was your daughter and the mother was Jewish, it's still considered a Jewish son. So Gemara says, Leima Kasava Ravina. Maybe you should say Ravina holds the following. Oved Kochavim, Ve'eved, Haba al Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kasher. So as long as his mother's Jewish, the Vlad's completely Kasher, can marry into another Jewish man. Where it says, don't conclude that. Nihi de mamzer lahavi. Okay, in echanami, the child's not going to be a mamzer if the mother is Jewish and the father isn't. But kasher nami lahavi. It's not considered kasher either. It's somewhere in the middle. It's called the Yisrael Pasul Mikre. We call it a Jewish psul. It's Jewish, not as bad as a mamzer, but still pasul. So Gemara says, okay, yeah.
But the mamzer is also called bincha.
Okay, and then for what? It's in fact called bincha.
Isn't it proof that it's not a
mamzer,
right?
Well, all we know is bincha. The Gemara says maybe you should conclude. That's the point, I think, that because it's called bincha, the Gemara thinks maybe it should be a completely a kasher bincha. Where it says no, we could. No, it's still possible to have a bincha, right? You could still have a pasul bincha. Okay. So Gemara says this pasul that Rabbanan bring as their source that a child of a non-Jewish mother is not considered a Jewish child. Hi b'shiva umos ksiv. It's only referring to the shiva umos. But how do I know all other nations are considered that way? Are going to produce the child won't be Jewish. Maybe only by this shiva umos the child won't be Jewish, but maybe the other nations of the world will be considered Jewish. So the Gemara says, ki yasir l'rabbis.
But he said that he's Jewish, pasul, but Jew. So what do you mean b'shiva umos?
No, that was when the mother was Jewish. Now we're talking about when the mother isn't Jewish. When the mother isn't Jewish now,
the father is Jewish and the mother is not.
Right. Our whole focus is really when the mother is not Jewish. Gemara made a parenthetical statement for a moment that if the mother is Jewish, so maybe the child is a real full-fledged Jew. We said no, it's a pasul Yisrael.
It was for a moment.
But exactly.
The thing is the mother not
exactly. Now we're going back to the mother not being Jewish. So maybe only when the mother is from the Shiva Umos, that's when the child's not going to be Jewish. But maybe when it comes from the other Umos Olam, maybe the child will be Jewish in Echanami. So Gemara says, the fact to be the pasuk of Kiyasir L'Rabos Kolam Esirim. The pasuk is Kiyasir, any other Umos Olam, any other Ovdei Avodah Zarah who
again,
will...
Kiyasir refers to a goy. When the mother is Israel, he's Jew. Kiyasir, he will Yasir, the father.
The father and daughter.
She will not Tasir. That's what you said before. It's not for a moment.
Right. But remember, this is the Pasuk. You're right. It's directly talking about a Jewish mother. But we learn from that only when the Jewish mother is a child Jewish. We infer from this when the mother is not Jewish, then it won't be the child. So whatever the Pasuk Kiyasir is talking about, we have the reverse for the non-Jewish mother. So Kiyasir now, the extra word Kiyasir is any other Ovdei Avodah Zarah, any other Omos Olam that will pull them over to Avodah Zarah. So in the inverse now, any non-Jewish mother from that same nation will not produce a Jewish child. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so that's how Rabbanan learned from the extra words, Kiyasir includes Kol HaMisirim, any other nation that might draw them toward Avodah Zarah will generate a non-Jewish child. So the Gemara says, Hanich L'Rabbi Shimon. This all makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon. The Darsh time with the Kra. What does Darsh time with the Kra have to do with anything? So if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi, the Rabbi Shimon, the Darsh time of the Kra. We're going to skip the first half where he goes into the source that we know Rabbi Shimon holds this way. Go around halfway down that Rashi. The end, last word in the line is v'hacha. Hacha nami lididei nicha. Dinami lo mefarish kra taima. Had the pasuk not told us the reasoning, have a darsh time of the chisin. We would have known the reason anyways, because Rabbi Shimon always darsh in time of the kra. Why is it also to marry a non-Jewish person? Mishum ki yasir bincha. Because he's going to pull your son over to avodah zara. But it's a kra lefusha taima. We don't need the reason of ki yasir. We must just say, the pasuk should say, you can't marry a non-Jew. And we know, obviously, the reason is because ki yasir. So why does the pasuk say ki yasir? The ice crosses Rashi, ki yasir l'rabal shar misir. The extra word ki yasir is there to include the other nations of the world. So that all makes sense if you understand that, according to Rabbi Shimon, that ki yasir is extra. El l'rabbanon minalahu, but according to the rabbanon who do not darshan time in the kra, if the pasuk said don't marry, we wouldn't think of the reason why. Just don't marry a non-Jew. Ki yasir comes to tell me the reason why you can't marry a non-Jew. You need it for the reasoning, and therefore the key words ki yasir is not extra, it's not available to learn the drasha of other umas olam. So according to Rabbanon, how are you going to explain the source of Rabbanon? How do you know other nations of the world will generate a non-Jewish child? So the Gemara answers, Man Tana de Palagala had Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Who is the Tana that argues Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda? Meaning, who is the Rabbanon that we're referring to? That is Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanon that we're talking about is actually Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds Darshan time of the crop, the words kiyasi is extra and available to learn the idea that all other umas olam are also going to generate a non-Jewish child. Ad kan chav gimel amud aleph. Now I'm in base. This is going
to
be hard.
But then ask the question, Rav Shimon seems to be, the way he learns, he seems to be a minority. He doesn't seem to be Rabbanan.
Right. So I'm not sure if in general Rabbi Shimon is the Bar Plugsa of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if that's how they concluded this. Or
it seems that Rabbanan don't hold of Tama.
No, exactly. They don't. Right. Here they're Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon. You're asking, why are we being moking
right.
their Rabbanan here
I
like this?
Why would Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef be Rabbanan?
Right. So I don't know, maybe it's possible in general. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Shimon's a Bar Pluk or Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda in general. I'm not sure. I mean, it could be the Gemara were just forced into a corner. They had no other answer other than this answer. I'll take a quick peek in the back to see if anyone has addressed this. Okay, no one does. Okay, I hear the question. Okay, now one base is going to be extremely challenging. We'll see if we make it through. You see already the number of charts we have to look ahead here. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achios. Person marries one of two sisters. Veni yodea ezem hem kidesh. He doesn't know which sister he marries.
What would that mean? Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achios.
He didn't get
married.
What happened? It was dark.
Or let's assume we talk kedushin right now. Kedushin simply sending a kesef to someone to marry on behalf. Right. So exactly. Let's say he didn't meet her. The Gemara is going to assume this way. I think that he sent a shliach to marry his sister, and then it was unclear. The shliach said, "I took care of the shlichas." We assume it was a good shlichas, but he never told him which sister he married. So he's stuck with two sisters. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah. So ino de ezemem kiddush. No sin get lezuv or get lezuv. You have to give a get to either one. Because let's say he's married to Rachel, so he can't be a Leah because that's her sister. So if he's Leah, he can't be the Rachel. So he's also to be with either one. Well, one, he's mutter. He doesn't know which one. So to be safe, you have to give a get to both Rachel and Leah. Now let's say Mace, he dies before giving a get. Now there's this possibility he's married to one of them, one of these sisters. Velo ach echad, and now he has one brother. So the brother, what does the brother do? He has two sisters. One might be, we're not sure which one is the wife of his brother. So chalitz l'shem, he does chalitza to both of them, just like the brother would do give a get to both of them. He does chalitza to both of them. Now, let's say hayulo shnayim. Let's say he has two brothers. Okay, he has two brothers now. So echad chalitz ve'echam yabim. So one of the brothers is going to do chalitza to one of the sisters, and the other brother is going to do yibum to the other sister. So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains this. Rashi says, Hayulo Shnayim. So he has two of them. This is the first narrow line down. Hayulo Shnayim Echad Chalitz. Tchila Lachas. One of the brothers does Chalitza with one of the sisters. Vasheni, the second brother, Imrat Liyabim Lishnia Miyabim. If he wants to, the other brother can be Miyabim to the other sister. Why? Dimzu Yivamto Shaper. If this was the actual wife of his brother, so then it's a good Yibam. The fact that his brother did Chalitza to the other sister makes no difference. He's Makai in the midst of Yibam. V'machosi, if this is the sister that was never married to the brother, lo kapaga b'achosa, he's not being pogea b'achosa z'kukasa, the sister of his zakuk, the chalitza afkad lizika. Because since chalitza took place, so the brother chalitza knocked off all zikas, and now the other sister is completely mutter. If it the other way around would be problematic, because you yibum first and then chalitza, that would be a problem. Right. Good, I'm seeing everyone's following. This is good. Okay, now we have, what's the next level case we have here? Shnayim. No, not that one. Sorry. Kidmu, if you kansu, ain motzi miyadam. Let's say both brothers end up marrying both sisters. They don't do chalitza. They marry both sisters. Then we don't force any of them to get divorced. So let's look at Rashi here. Ain motzi miyadam. We don't make them get divorced. So, techol chad v'chad amar, each one could say, ani shaper nisivi, I had a good marriage. Vinami have ipcha. If it was the opposite, Sharishon Libum Kanus Achos Zakukasa. So let's say the first one, Sharishon Libum Kanus Achos Zakukasa. Have you reading that? That the Rishon to the Yibum married the sister of Zakukasa. Hahi Shaita Vadehav Isser. Okay, the first one, there was certainly an Isser. When the brother came, and was the Yavam, the second sister, she Vamto, she was the actual wife, Pakazika Midich Lamafreya. So it ends up undoing Lafreya, the Zika of the first one. So I'm not sure how that works in terms of the Isurin. But Shaito, let's say the brother married the sister, and that was actually, there's a Zika. Let's say this one, do this way, two brothers and two sisters. This one was married. They don't know this is the one, though. This one's married. And this brother, before anything's done, is pogea with married the other sister, so now he's being pogea with his zika. The zika still exists. Right. Now, when this brother does yibum with this one, it knocks off the zika, and limafreya saves his brother. Even though at the time it was also to be with his wife, limafreya saves him. So I'm not sure how it protects him. Is it possible to have undue itzer limafreya like that?
I don't understand also why you need limafreya, because the bottom line is that we're just saying in motzimotam, and the bottom line is that at this point,
right? To Rashi b'mechadish. It right. Sounds like only at this point it's mutter.
But it is, because it says, "Bekansu ein motzim miyad, ein motzim miyad miyadam." So it's irrelevant if it's mafreya, because at this, unless you, because at this point they already mutter, even if it's not the mafreya.
Right. No, but mafreya.
That's why it's saying
tshuva. Does he require tshuva? Did he do anything
just
wrong?
From a tshuva,
right.
But from a point of view of lehotziyotam, he would still be able to, even if it's not the mafreya, would still be able to keep to stay with them.
Exactly.
If one did yibum and then was nimloch bebezim. Prior to the second one doing Yibam, it sounds like, according to Rashi, because you don't have this Pakal Mafreya, we would be Motzi Miyado at that point.
Interesting.
It's only because the two did him, and now you have the second one to be Mafreya,
right.
The Ezekiel of Mafreya.
Right.
Otherwise, had one done it, maybe we would be Motzi.
Right. Okay. So again, so the idea of the Mafreya, maybe that's the point, that in terms of Basin, and also I wonder if in terms of the Isser, is it going to the Mafreya undo the Isser, which I find hard to believe that it will do that. Okay. Now we're up to Shnaim Shekidshu Shteachios. Now a little bit more complicated. Two brothers marry
two people marry
two sisters. Neither one knows which sister they married. Ze nosen shnegitin, vze nosen shnegitin. They both give two gets to both sisters. Mesu, both these husbands die. Lezeach, lezeach, each one has a brother. Zecholitz the Shem, one does chalitza to both. The Zecholitz the Shem, they each do chalitza to both sisters. Okay, now even more complicated. Leze echad, leze shnai. One of the people, men, after they died, has one brother, and the other one had two brothers. Hayachid, the single brother or the lone brother, cholitz the Shem, he does chalitza to both sisters. Vashnai, the two brothers of the other husband who had passed away, echad cholitz. Echem Yabim, one does Chalitza, and then the other one's allowed to do Yibum, like we said above. Now let's say Kidmu V'Kansu, Ein Motzim Yadam. So let's say they go ahead and get married anyways, so then we do not make them be Motzi, the same idea that even though they did Yibum and Achalitza, L'mafreya, it's going to undo the Zika.
So it's just saying that there's no change if there is one more, right? I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, is this saying Kidmu V'Kansu, even if they do it prior to the other brother doing chalitza, or is this kidmu v'kansu similar to what we said before, or is kidmu v'kansu just...
Right, so if you look at Rashi, there's the last two narrow lines, kidmu shnayim. there's a case of Kid Mushnaim now. I think this is what we're up to. So he says, Achin Shel Echad. Is that the one we're up to? Maybe not. Okay, I'm not sure Rashi addresses this then.
So it seems from here that it's if he didn't do the yechidi, then they wouldn't be able to stay.
Because it would be attached still to the first brother, possibly.
If the first family, that brother didn't do chalitza, so then you have a vad. One of these are a vaday zika to that first
right.
brother,
exactly.
And therefore there's a vaday iser going on.
Exactly, it wouldn't be chal.
Right.
So we only would say both you have to get out.
Right.
Now there's only a suffix remaining, and it's okay for them to stay.
Okay. And then the Mishnah goes to the next case. Lazeshnaim. Let's say each of these husbands, again, not related husbands, married two sisters. Each of them have two brothers now after they die. Ochiv shozech olitzlachas, v'achiv shozech olitzlachas. So the brothers of each of them do, we say his brother, the tchlitza to one of them, and this one's brother, the tchlitza to the other one. Ochiv shozeh, miyabim chalutzasa shozeh. So now, like, they're switching. So the other brother is doing yibum to the one that the other brother did chalitza to. So there must be a good chart here that do justice to this. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to follow these charts either. Okay, the case is that... I can't even draw this picture. Okay, but either way, that the chalitza was done... But so let's do okay. So either way, the yibum of the other one, the second brothers who did nothing yet, they're going to do yibum for of the one chalutza of the other brother, other person's brother, who did chalutza already. That's basically what it's saying. If that was clear at all, I don't know any other way to say it or to show it. Let's see. So let's look at Rashi. May Rashi make things clear by reading through Rashi here. So Rashi writes, "Achiv shozeh miyabim chalutzasa shozeh bimanoshach." Im zu yivamto shaper. Now it's not going to work out well, even going through this Rashi. I don't think. Im zu yivamto shaper nasiv. If this is his yivamto, so then it works out well. Shrei achiv lo chalitz lazu elo lachosa. His brother didn't do chalitza to this one. He did chalitza to the other sister. Shalai say Vamto Venoklum, because the one he did chalitza to was meaningless. It wasn't the one he was supposed to do chalitza to. If this wasn't the Vamto, Shaper Nasim Nachwis, because it's just the regular person to the. Let's do this again. Two men marry two sisters. And then they each have two brothers. So the brother from this one and brother from this one do chalitza to each of them. Well, let's do it this way. Chalitza to each of them. And the brothers do chalitza. So now, if it's a good chalitza...
Was it to both, or to one of each?
One to each. This one does chalitza to that one, this one chalitza to that one. So now, this brother, now one further one, this brother of each of them, will do yibam to the opposite ones. Crisscrossing. So, how does it work? Let's say this one's chalitza to the actual one. So the fact that he does yibam to this one...
What about the fact...
Wait, hold on one second. Let's get this one down. So he does chalitza to the top one, chalitza to the bottom one. Now, the next brother does Yibam to the opposite ones. So, let's say this one was a good chalitza. And this one was a good chalitza. So, the fact he does Yibam to this one is fine because she's now completely mutter to the rest of the world because chalitza was done properly. Let's say they did the wrong chalitzas. Really, chalitza should have been done there. So, he married the Yibam to the bottom one, which is fine because it's a Zika to him. And same thing here. That's basically what's going on. Yeah, David, sorry.
What about the fact the first mission of...
There's no Tarleton. There's just one wife right now.
Two sisters.
But they each only have one zika, because these are two random men who marry two random women. So each only have one zika.
Two random women or two sisters?
Two sisters, but
they don't know who they
each
married.
Have one zika. No one has a tsara to the zika. The other sister's not a tsara to his zika.
It's just a suffix. Who they marry?
And if it be blah vade?
Vade, there's no problem.
What is no problem?
Because you know which one married each one, then the whole union is out. They do, you know, you go the regular way.
Regular way, meaning that in that case, because there are two sisters,
if Reuven,
so the tzara is poteret, ptura. But the fact that he's
but
he's
he
in suffix.
Good?
Not sure, but okay.
Not sure, okay. Fine, we'll try to make it through. So the end of the mission now says, Kidmu Shnayim, V'chalta, let's say two of them go ahead and do Chalitza. So what's Kidmu Shnayim mean? So it says Rashi, Kidmu Shnayim, this is the bottom, the last two narrow lines, Kidmu Shnayim, Ochin Shel Echad, the two brothers of one of the husbands who died, V'chalta L'shem, and they both did Chalitza to both sisters now, Mishum Delo Yadu, Eze Yivamta, they weren't sure which one, so they end up doing Chalitza to both sisters. So then back to the Mishnah says, Lo Yivamu Hashnayim, the other two brothers of the other husband, Shnat Yibum, Ella, what should they do? Echad Choletz Vecha Miyabim. One of them should do Chalitza to one sister, the other one should do Yibum to the other one. So why, what's the Svar for all this?
So now we're back to the original case. Now we're back to a case where you have one Suffolk sister.
Right, exactly. You knocked out that one brother. He's completely out of the case.
And you've knocked out one sister, too.
Right, one sister.
One of the chalitzas were chal.
So now there's one brother left, married to one of the sisters. The other sister, you're not sure which one they are. So exactly, back to the original case where we do first chalitza for one brother, and then do yibum with the other brother. And then we have the same klal that kid muvikantu ein motzim b'other. And if both brothers of the second case were to go ahead and marry both sisters anyways, we don't make that get divorced, like we said above. Okay. Not as bad as we thought. The Gemara says now, Shema Mina, we can learn from this mission of the following. Kedushin she'en mesurin libia. Have a Kedushin? A Kedushin that's not Roy for Bia is still going to be a Kedushin. Why? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, we wanted to, David asked in the beginning, how is there such a case where a person can marry a sister and not know which sister he married? So if you look at Rashi now, this is six lines, wide lines down. Shema Mina Kedushin she'en mesurin libia. This is six wide lines down, the first Rashi on the Gemara. He says the Gemara there in Rashi. Shmas mina kedushin shein mesurin labia, shein sofen lavoli de bia. A kedushin that will never result into a bia. It's usher. It's impossible for it to happen. It says the Gemara, we should conclude it's still going to be a kedushin. You don't need kedushin that will turn into a bia. Kedushin alone works. The kasaka daitach says the Rashi. The masnisin b'shelo hukru b'shas kedushin. Our mission, the Gemara thinks right now, is a situation where they did not recognize the sisters ever. Lo havi yadami himinayu. They never know which sister they were ever married to. Kigon, what's an example of this? Damar harei achas mekem mikudeshes li. He says to both sisters, one of you are married to me. Vasu shtein shliach lekabel kedushin. And both sisters made a shliach to accept the kedushin from this husband. The kedushin elu ain't so from the bia. And this kedushin can never result into a bia. The chol kedushin chad the kaim aleb b'safik achos isha. Because each sister now is a suffix whether it's her sister who's really married to him and not the other one.
How both sisters send the shliach to him? What's
he says to them, both of you, I'm marrying to one of you. Which is either one, whoever comes first, let's say. So they both appoint the shliach to accept the kedushin from the husband. And I guess he sent the shliach also, let's say. And then they sent the shliach to meet his shliach, each of them. So I guess the shliach never reported back who was the one he accepted from. Who was accepted first, maybe.
Meaning that if the shliach would have been mekadesh one of them and he dies afterwards, that wouldn't be the case because then there is a vadai.
Say it again. That
the Rashi mentions this case because if let's say you send the shliach to be mekadesh one of the two sisters and then the guy dies, and we don't know who he was mekadesh.
But then the sister.
In that case, it wouldn't be a case. It would be a case of vadai.
When we don't know. He's not Rashi's not talking about
Rashi is coming up with a very complicated scheme here.
No, I don't think it's so complicated. I think the case is
why
simply.
Why can't he just say that he sent somebody to be Mekad bothers the woman, and he died.
When you took
no, no, die, no, no. Name. We're not going to do a dying here. He said
no, the shliach died, so you never know who he was mekadesh.
There you wouldn't know whether the kedushin happened at all. In that case, that you're saying, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You would either be a suffix whether there was a kedushin.
His question, Ricky's question is, if at the time it's known of the kedushin, it's known, but later for some reason
right.
it becomes. Impossible to know, is that called Ein Masurin
right.
Labi or not?
Exactly,
but that's what Gemara's answering. Gemara right now thinks it's a case
right,
where we
exactly
never knew. The shlichus was sent, and no one ever knew what
right.
the results were of the shlichus.
Because otherwise, it was Rabbi Labi at a certain moment.
Correct. So this
okay.
is a case where they never knew.
That's why
it was
it's
never
such a complicated case.
Right. So says the Gemara, no, don't conclude that. Of course, Kedushin has to be Masurin Labi. What are we talking about in here? They knew initially which
right,
sister was married, and then they somehow got confused and mixed up. Gemara says, Dekanami, we're going to bring you a very Meduic reading of the Mishnah, which proves this point. Dekanami, Dekasani, Evenio Dea, Lokotanu, Eniadua, Eniadea. Now they don't know. Currently they don't know, but they used to know. It doesn't say Eniadua, it was never known. No, it used to be known. It was initially Hukru, Ulvasofnis Arvu. Shmamina, we learn from here, Mai Kamashul, Shmamina. So Mai Kamashul, what's this coming to teach us? So what's the big chiddush here, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, because Seifa, right, it's pretty obvious in the situation where if they don't know who the sister was, of course, you know, you have to give it, get to both of them. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the chiddush is, says the Gemara, Seifa is tirichle. The end of the Mishnah was necessary. Then in the case of Mace, if the husband dies, v'lo ach, and he has one brother, echad cholitz l'shteyan, he has to do chalitza to both of them. And if it's hayu l'shtayim, if he had two brothers, echad cholitz v'echad miyabim, and they do chalitza and then yibam. Is this safer that was needed in the Mishnah to teach us? Why? Dafka michlitz v'hadi yivuma. We only permit it if the one brother does chalitza first, and then the other brother does yibum. Ava yivuma bereshim. If yibum was done first, lo, we don't allow that. The kapaga ba'achos zukukaso. He's being pogeya potentially in the sister of his zika. Okay. Then the Gemara says we're still a few minutes, 4 minutes. Shnayim shekitchu shtei achios. Two men married two sisters. Shmamina, Kedushin, Shem, Masurin, Labia, have a Kedushin. We hear through also, the Gemara thinks it's a case where they never knew who they're married to. Hachanami, it has to be a case of Kishihukru, Ulvasofnis, Arvu. It must be a case where they initially knew who they were, and then they got confused. Dekanami, Tikasani, just like we said above, the Mishas Meduyak, Ein Yodea, Volokan, Ein Yodua. Now they don't know, and it doesn't say they never knew. Shmamina, it's a case where they knew, and then they got confused. Umay Kamashulam, what's the Chiddush here in this line of the Mishnah? Here too, also seifa itzrichle. The seifa of the second half of the Mishnah was also needed to teach, to be taught. And it says what? Mesu, if they both die, both these husbands, laze echad, laze shnayim, one has one brother, one has two brothers. Hayachad cholitz l'shtem. The lone brother does chalitza to both them, which he knocks out one of the sisters. And now it's only one level suffix. Vashnayim, the brother, the two brothers of the other husband, echad cholitz v'echad miyavim. Of course, that's the same case that Adam said. That's what the ratio is. Once you knock out one brother, that's chalitza to both, you've knocked the brother and that one sister out, you've gone back to the ratio of the Mishnah. What's the chiddush here? Says the Gemara, Mal de Tema, what would you have thought? Ligzer trei atuchad. Maybe the gozer, case of two, because of the case of one. What's the case of two versus the case of one? So let's read Rashi for a moment. Mahu desema, nigzer dilma asi liyavume echad mishnayim elu vecher mishnayim elu belochalita kapaga kochai besavi givama l'shuk ubaachas zukuka. We're concerned here. What's the concern here?
I think it's the prior Mahu
desema.
On the wrong one.
Echad
mishnayim.
The Mahu desema hacha. That's one we should be reading. Okay, so let's see.
I think what's talking is that we're concerned that the first ach will not do chalitza,
mm-hmm.
and then one of them will do yibum, and then the second yechidi will come and do yibum also, and then it's a problem.
Oh, because no chalitza was done, it's possible there's still
right.
a zika there.
It's possible. It's, you might allow it. Even before the Ach Yechidi das Chalitza, I think that's the desire.
So we're concerned, even though really Trey should be good, we're concerned that if we allow for two people this scenario, we might also allow for one person. That's what
the first person might not do the Chalitza, and you still might do the two brothers will do before that he has the Chalitza. I think that's what it's saying.
Let's see this quickly.
It's a prior Rashi. Yeah, it's Rashi on
I see. Okay, that's exactly what it says. Okay, yeah. If we permit the two brothers, one to do chalitza, one to do yibum, that might allow the first person, the lone brother, to say, "Oh, maybe I'll just do yibum,"
right.
Which that will be problematic. Okay, and let's just get to the two dots here. V'dafka michlitz v'had yivimu. It only works chalitza and then yibum. Aval yivimu reishalo the kapaga v'yamalishuk. But if you do yibum first, then it does not work because you're being pogea with the yivamalishuk. Okay, fine. Whew, not as bad.